Welcome to another edition of the XFET Podcast. I'm your host, David Peralti, and it is April 17th, 2008. So the big thing that I want to talk about today is blog design. If you don't have a beautiful blog, are you doomed to failure? Well, probably not. I have a myriad of different websites or blogs that I work on, and while sometimes I find that the design can be limiting or difficult to work with, I haven't really found it to, you know, really adversely affect the performance of a blog, especially a new blog. If you're starting to get your blog off the ground, having a theme that's similar to thousands of other ones out there isn't all that important, especially if you listen to my previous podcast and you promote your posts and your content really well. One of the things that I will say, though, is as you continue to try to build up your branding, getting a beautiful theme or a beautiful design for your blog, blogs, sites, whatever you're running, is fairly important. It can help with branding. A lot of people remember freelanceswitch.com because of its design. Same with psdtuts.com or psdtutorials.com. Great sites, beautiful designs, and those designs definitely help their branding. It also helps their marketing by getting them in some of the big design galleries out there, which also brings in a lot of traffic for them. I'm currently working on a design for the Digital Life News network of sites, and as I continue to try to design things, what I realize more and more is, while I do get better each time I try, I am a horrible, horrible, horrible graphic designer. If you want a good graphic designer, I suggest you check out Chris Garrett. That's chrisgarrettmedia.com and the449.com, as well as Ilana, who runs designdisease.com. Both of those companies are great if you want a custom design. They make beautiful stuff. I highly recommend them. If you want a premium theme, there's a whole bunch of them out there. I'm not going to go through them here, but you can find some decent premium themes that, because of their price point, a lot of people aren't really using them, no matter how great they are. And so I would suggest that as well, because if you customize those premium themes, you can really get far. But nothing beats having a custom theme for branding. Custom themes can be fairly expensive or fairly cheap, depending on where you go. If you go to SitePoint or Talk Freelance, you could probably try to finagle one for around $100 to $300 for WordPress. If you want to go a little higher end, you know, you're starting to get into the $500-plus mark. For great people like Chris Garrett and Ilana, you're looking at thousands of dollars easily, and it's worth it. You know, or at least it can be worth it if it's used correctly on the right sites. I wouldn't necessarily, when starting a new blog, go ahead and make a custom theme unless I was sure, absolutely sure, that the pillar content that I was creating would be on the front page of some major social media websites. Because you only have one chance to make a first impression. If you're going to get a huge wave of traffic, then you definitely want to have some branding to show them so that they really remember you and you don't look like every other blog out there. One of the last things that I'll say about blog design is when you're having a design made or you're considering a design for your blog, make sure you consider advertising, make sure you consider marketing, make sure you consider branding and promotion. All of these other things that when you're searching for a beautiful theme, you don't necessarily think of off the bat. If you can't integrate AdSense or whatever ad program you're going to use into that WordPress theme or blog theme or whatnot, you probably won't get very far with it, and when you do try to integrate advertising or other elements, you're just going to make it ugly. So have the foresight to think about those kinds of things, to kind of consider where you're going to position your share this button, or consider how you're going to arrange images. Think about if it's wide enough to hold the images that you want to hold in the content area. I've seen some content areas that are very thin, only about 200 pixels wide, and you can't always deal with images in the best way when you have content areas that are so thin. So there's so many different things to think about when you're picking up a design for your blog. I definitely suggest that you take your time with it. If you're going to get a huge bump of traffic right at the beginning, customize it, brand it, make sure people can remember your blog when they come visit, when they leave, and when they want to come back. If they can't remember your blog, then they won't come back. Also, don't worry about having the best design in the world when you first start a blog if you're going to go gradual, if you're going to go slowly, if you're going to slowly build articles on it. Because you know what? Content is also key. If you have great content, then a lot of the times the design really doesn't make that much of a difference. So go out there, make sure your site looks great, pick the perfect design, and enjoy your blogging. That's it for another edition of the XFAT Podcast. Keep checking back between Monday and Friday for some new episodes. If you have any suggestions on different topics that I should cover or questions that you might have relating to WordPress, blogging, blogging for a network, making money online, whatever you need, just head on over to xfep.com/contact and leave me a note there. I'll be sure to try to address every question and comment that I can on the show, and I hope you enjoyed this episode.